Phone hacks.
Ring a ding ding, you got the kings. Welcome to another episode of the Phone Hacks Podcast with me, Mike Goldstein, and the sideshow Mel to my Krusty the Clown, Nick Capper.
Ah, yeah, sideshow Mel.
Yeah.
He was a real depressed one, right?
Yeah, real weird, fucked up one. Like, yeah. He replaced Bob.
Yeah, I don't see the resemblance between me and him. I really don't.
You kind of got a Krusty the Clown thing, though, as well, with the way the hair is kind of poofing out in the sides.
Yeah, I just had a shower, so I thought I'd put a cap on, but it doesn't, like, it's after an hour, the cap just slowly pops off, you know? this is how old and fucking nearly 40 I am.
Yeah.
I looked at one of those surf caps that surfers wear where it's got the strap, the chin strap, like the cap with a chin strap.
Nice.
I actually went shopping for one of those.
Special needs level stuff, man. That's great. A man that is a fan of many caps.
Many caps. Wears many hats.
Man, non-stop hats. Not the top hats. Like the tip of fedora to ladies.
Ooh, you doff?
Nice.
Yeah, I'll doff. If doth lady does deserve it.
Bart Freebard is here. Good to have you here.
Thanks
finally.
For having yes. me, legends. This is a fucking treat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you'd been to the apartment before, but you know, you walked in and you said this is looks like where a Gossip Girl lives.
Yeah, it is a sexy apartment.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a bit of what is it, Eat Pray Love?
Yeah.
Yeah, my favorite book.
Yeah, it's
my
got that vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to act like I haven't been here, but I have been watching you sleep sporadically for the last couple of months.
Sneak in. It's hard to get up those windows.
Yeah, that's right.
I have to get some tips off you.
Yeah, man.
Well, that's the thing with this building across the way, because it's like frosted glass. But is there, can people somehow, can they maybe see in?
Man, if you, maybe they're vibing.
Yeah.
The only way I climb to the roof and I abseil down on my foreskin to get in.
That's wild, man.
Yeah.
That's stretchy.
It is.
Mike doesn't know what that's like.
No, not at all. I'm jealous of your bungee.
He's got to use full shaft if he wants to abseil.
Stretch the shaft out terribly. It's a full spangler.
You can either, you tend to be an abseiler or a ladder.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah.
You can climb up at them.
You got these huge windows. So those blinds, they closed it. Do they have a motor or something? Because they have huge windows.
Well, no. So that's my daily back workout is pulling the cord to get the blinds up.
Because it's a lot of traps. Huge blinds.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's like 3 or 4 meters high by like 5 meters. Yeah.
They're actually repurposed ship sails.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
That's what it is.
The captain.
You could use your foreskin for a ship.
Yeah. Never alone when you got a big foreskin. You got a blanket, you got a sail.
Sail in the seas of dick cheese.
It's a lot of skin for the wind to pick up.
Yeah. That's good. But man, good to finally have you here.
Man,
you know, we've suffered through Melbourne the last couple of years and wanted to have you in person.
Yeah.
I got a question, Bart.
Yeah.
I got a question. My housemate, Ben Knight, caught
big
up with you.
Big 90,
Big 90, caught up with you in lockdown.
Yeah.
I said, hey, cool, what's Bart doing? And he said to me that during lockdown, you were building Warcraft characters. Is this true?
Man, during lockdown, I played, like, 2020, I went full Grease boy, like 14-year-old dream utopia.
Yeah.
And I played 60 plus hours a week of World of Warcraft.
Really?
Fuck.
Yeah.
Is that kind of the kind of thing where you got like a piss and shit bucket next to you?
Man, I didn't use a bucket.
Full carpet?
Just let it roll. Like,
a drip going in, man, food.
After a week, you adjust to the smell.
Yeah. And it's just Mountain Dew and fucking flaming hot Cheetos.
Man, and KFC.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. And cum.
Yeah. Oh,
just that mixture.
Fuck, man. So what, you would... Because he said you were building them and selling them. Was this a business?
No. Okay, so I don't completely remember this conversation, but I feel like there's been some telephone here. I was telling him about how...
You also said you lost an eye and...
Yeah, man.
And a leg and purple monkey dishwasher.
Knife fighting homeless people, which is true. Like, so Classic came out, World of Warcraft, the original, which came out, I think, originally in 2003. Or something,
I
had a big heart on for when it came out. Like, I
it
played
was awesome.
It. Oh, dude,
yeah.
And so it came out again, and all my mates were playing it. So who'd played it originally, and I dove in. But it's different this time, where people are like, there's an economy, so you can you can buy gold off, I think would be a Chinese man generally. Yeah. That they, yeah. they
we
will,
don't want to stereotype.
No, not stereotype.
But most probably will.
The
be.
Money's coming out of Asia.
Yeah.
And so you'll get on a website and be like, I want to buy 2,000 gold, in-game gold for like 70 US or something. Yeah. And then you do that and then they'll either post it to you or they'll just rock up. You'll be in Ogrimmar, which is in the game, and the guy will be like, hey, man, do you want to borrow some money? And you're like, yes, I would love to borrow some money. You do a drug deal in the game.
Right. Wow, really?
Yeah, and then you use that money to buy like a fast horse that you can ride around on or something.
Ah, so, right. So you weren't living off this because that's what I assumed.
No, man. There was just
are they trading bitcoins and stuff? Is that it's gonna all be virtual currency?
It's just
right?
PayPal. Really? You could get Bitcoin in there.
Yeah. Oh wow. So you were buying the gold. You were selling.
No, I wasn't selling.
So
I was
you were
buying
losing
it.
Money.
I was losing money. I'm poorer from it. Right. Yeah. I have a joke about it, which is like each day my character in the game got stronger, I got weaker as a person. So, like there was a direct transfer.
Is there ever an end to World of, like, can you finish it? Or is it like this is like a never-ending journey?
It is.
Quest.
It kind of is a never-ending quest.
Yeah.
But I think the end is when you no longer respect yourself. So some people have finished it before they've started.
Yeah. Right.
But the, you know, like there's big monsters in dungeons.
Yeah.
And you've got to have 40 guys together to do it. So you form a raid.
Yeah.
It's like a sports team almost. Like you organize on Discord and you all have different roles.
Yeah.
And you rock up at the right time and you got all your potions and you've shined your armor.
Right into it. Yeah.
The dude who led the raid was this like Aussie Greek dude, aggro guy from Sydney who'd made $500,000 on Bitcoin, lived in his parents' place, was a gun like game player, like network engineer dude. Who just ordered coke off the darknet with Bitcoin and just did rack and played the game.
Dream.
Man, so we'd be playing and he'd be like, the next fucking cunt that misses that fucking attack is banned for 6 months. And we'd be like, whoa, fuck, this dude is... You just hear the gack, like he was just snorting and wild and fucking...
Dude,
oh, wow.
Sick. He's your Maximus Aurelius.
Oh, he was
leading you into battle.
Man, it was really good fun. Like, it was... like, you're logging on, you're at home, just wearing tracks, just fucking letting yourself go. Like, Uber Eats for sure, just on the reg, and just these, just aggro.
Yeah.
Like, he's a legend, but just a fucking aggro cunt.
So is it usually like full-grown men, or is there a lot of kids getting involved?
There's no children. No, 30 plus. It's 30 plus.
Holy shit.
Man, I was talking about this last night is like, because I hated, like, Mike doesn't do this so much, but I hated having my partner living with her because I see how hard she works.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't relax. Yeah. I had to be drawing a picture or bloody, I don't know, writing comedy or making a video or working on the podcast. I had to be doing something.
You like pretending to be busy? Like you're looking busy?
Yeah.
But really, like when I got sick, it was an excuse for me to relax. So I had bought one of those Aldi fucking tables that goes over your lap.
Oh, great.
Watched movies, ate what I wanted all day. I'm like, why don't I just do this the last 3 lockdowns?
Yeah.
Like, really?
Well, you only have 2 nuts to sacrifice.
I had to sacrifice a nut to finally relax.
Yeah, sacrifice. S-A-C-K, sacrifice.
Sack.
And I ring Mike and I'll be like, what are you doing? He's like, I sit on the couch all day. I'm like,
dude,
how has Shannon not killed him?
Well,
how has she not choked him to death
in
the
lockdown,
couch?
Like, that was the excuse. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, an NFL comes back on and there's a triple header, so, you know, 3-hour games each. Mm. And you're like, oh, yeah, I'll put some money down on these and then fucking not move.
You became a professional sports bettor.
Yeah.
So you're moving to Vegas after this.
I was so goddamn jealous. But anyway, funny.
Letting yourself go is so glorious. It's just like bringing yourself back is one of the most painful things.
Oh.
Also, something I really respected was messaging you.
Yeah.
Either not hearing back for 2 hours or I thought I better give him a call about it. Then not answering the phone.
Yeah.
Really respected that. Like, could not be bothered.
Because you know I'm looking at it.
I know you're looking at it. I know you've seen
it. You're doing nothing.
Occasionally, if I was watching a game that was recorded, I would put the phone up on the bench so I wouldn't spoil the score for myself.
Oh,
so
there
is a little bit of a...
edging yourself.
Yeah.
Just a little tease.
But I would say most of the time, I was like, fuck, what does he want to talk about? Just like, send a text.
It can't be more important. comfy.
No. Anyway, we better describe the premise of the podcast.
The premise of the pod. For any first-time listeners, we swap phones and a spinning wheel decides whether we go through draft tweets, notes, camera roll, or search history. Have you done some cleaning up of your...
Man, I have not really touched it. Yeah. If anything, I've added some stuff for you guys. Okay. So fine. Yeah. The one caveat is I don't have Twitter anymore. I haven't used it since 2019.
Good for you. Yeah. I'm jealous.
Man, so there's boring. No drafts folder.
I kind of stopped tweeting. Like the occasional thing you get tagged in, you'll retweet it or whatever. Yeah. Because it's just a minefield of the most toxic shit show people of all time. Like Capper put up a clip yesterday of some new stand-up and immediately some guy fucking... just shat on
him. Yeah, but he was kind of right.
He was kind of right.
He was right. What did he say?
Yeah, he was like, Australian comedians should be sectioned off and never be able to breed again.
Yeah.
It is the worst shit ever. And I was like, he's right. He's right.
Man, like, the cancer is trying to do that.
Yeah.
You already. It's just take the next ball and you're done.
Yeah, section off half your set.
I'm half sectioned, you know?
Oh, man, are you going to get a prosthetic? Yeah. You heard like people get prosthetics?
Oh, yeah, we've already talked about this, but yeah, man, no, not going to get a prosthetic.
Because you could get some sick ass prosthetic that's like an ape's head.
Yeah, that's why I said disco ball or something.
But, I was talking to Husey about this.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be like kind of put in as the cancer guy, you know?
No.
You're kind of like, I want to be known for my comedy.
Yeah.
But then Hughesy's like, messaged me and he goes, mate, can you be on the radio to talk about like prosthetic balls? So I'm on the radio talking about prosthetic balls. And then they say, do you know anyone with a prosthetic ball? Put him in touch with this Triple M guy I know, David Farrier.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. And then he goes, man, can you come on my show this afternoon to talk about balls?
That's how it starts.
So I'm just talking about balls for a whole day.
And ins and
in. And now I'm again talking about balls.
Yeah. Man, you got to get, like, if it's an in, like, in 5 years, no one's going to.
Yeah.
You know.
Change your name to Nutsacker.
Nutsacker. Oh, man. Are you, you're not going to do a show about it?
Hey.
Are you gonna call your show like?
I'm not gonna call it fucking. Yeah. Hey, Balls Alive or something like that. Balls Alive.
Man.
No, I probably won't. No, I'm gonna do a stand up show this year at Comedy Festival, and there's gonna be some stuff about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, I don't know. Who are you gonna cash in on, the cancer crowd? You know?
Man, I think everyone wants a bit of a story. Like they want to have a, like there's got to be an arc, and this is naturally a real arc of like I was sick and now I'm better.
Yeah, Schaefer said he got a lot of, you know, survivors in, you know, or people currently going through it.
Look,
a lot of IV bags in the audience.
Yeah. Wheelchairs. It's got an ICU section.
I don't really want it to, you know, I got enough, you know, I got a bloody, I got a nice suit from politics and someone bought me a nice dinner.
Yeah, great.
Jeremy and Jess, our friends, they bought my partner and I a really nice dinner.
I was
going to
say, so politics, the clothing brand, kind of got behind us.
Yeah.
And now, though, Capper's got this little side project where he's selling T-shirts and beer holders. And the fucking photos for this campaign are some of the most crook shit I've ever seen.
Oh, man,
I've seen.
The website is sick, dude. I looked at it yesterday.
Yeah.
Who did you do the T-shirt art?
Yeah.
Is that you? Oh, man, I'm going to get one for sure.
Oh, yeah. Thanks,
it's
man.
Off the chain. It's real fucking good.
It's it's a wild shirt. Yeah. It took me ages to draw. And I just drew it without the car, and then Brett's like, that's got to go on a shirt, you know?
Yeah.
And you know when you're just talking about dumb shit all the time, drinking or whatever, and then it doesn't eventuate? Well, Brett Blake kind of made it eventuate. When we were taking those photos,
the photos of us
with the top half off,
but
we were wearing these skin undies.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never really done anything exposing before, like a nude thing.
Yeah.
And fuck, it's harrowing. Yeah. Like, I was like, I don't want this to go ahead. But Brett's like, it was my idea.
Yeah.
And then I was just hating the fact that he wanted to go through it. He's like, yeah, great idea. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it. So our dicks are hanging out and they're pixelated.
Anytime your dicks are in the mix. This is ball related. I should probably, I mean, it's going to be a ball heavy episode.
It's fine.
I got a vasectomy 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, really?
Because I don't want to have kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mainly, I mean, this is a bit I'm going to do. I'm shoving a bit into a podcast.
Dude, fucking shoehorn.
The main reason I did it is I wanted my scrotum to be less menacing.
Oh, yeah.
But
they're always menacing, man.
Man, they are.
It doesn't shrivel up. It doesn't mean they like just.
No,
slowly...
man. It's a very stupid joke.
It looks more menacing now.
But Goldstein's
flipped the logic on a quick smile. Yeah. Is it menacing?
Maybe it does atrophy, and then they slowly
Had a grimace to it, and it's had an aura.
Maybe if you could get make it look like the wings of an angel or something.
Oh yeah,
like that,
man,
you know
I could get some modifications done.
Beautiful,
but man. If you want to see how small your dick can get, right. You just have to have it out. Well, I mean, you would know from getting ultrasounds. Yeah. You just have the smallest penis you could ever have as this, like, Indian man is just ultrasounding.
Fondling around down there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is scary what the surgeons would have said.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I was teasing Ben Knight once again because he had to get his gallbladder out.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got the tattoo. He's got the lyrics. He's got tattooed Imagine.
Yes.
The lyrics to Imagine.
Oh, I've seen
John
it.
Lennon.
It is. Oh, my God.
He has never lived that down. In our house, it comes out probably every second day.
Yeah.
He's just, I was like, man, you should have put a texter.
He phone hacked his body.
Yeah,
exactly. It's really good.
He should have written on it like, sorry, guys, it was a different time, you know, like something like that.
Just cover it up.
So funny.
Because it is like it covers half his fucking torso, basically, doesn't it?
It is the way to find the most accepting woman in the world. You take that off and if they stay, you're like, she is a saint. The Yoko Ono.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got the vasectomy, but you're not like, you don't have a long-term partner or anything.
Man, I was really, I've wanted to have it for a few years just because I'm terrified of accidentally having a kid.
Right.
Mm. And also I just thought, if I'm not using them, then what are they connected for?
Yeah.
It's $750 and it's done.
Yeah.
$750.
Yeah. Which is about the same price as an abortion.
Donate a ball to a...
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I was going to say, do you want some?
I'm going to be rocking three.
Yeah.
What the fuck is going on here?
I think so we could transplant a gorilla nut in there. And you just, it's like you're playing Russian roulette with who's the baby, whose baby is it going to be?
Yeah. Harambe.
Yeah. It would be annoying if my partner said, hey, are those Bart's balls?
Yeah. They got a bit of a...
They look like Bart's balls.
A bit of a wacky feel to them.
Hey, how do you know?
I was saying the politics brand got behind us and we were hoping they would like maybe sponsor future episodes, but now that they've seen the campaign for no dorks, I'm sure they're like, we're good.
Man, no way, man. They're going to get more suits.
is politics like a slightly higher class Tarakash?
Yeah.
We don't know.
Man,
I'm
just speaking from a very ignorant perspective. I just want to be educated.
Yeah, you know nothing about suits, Bart.
Tarakash is like working class court suits.
Right.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Like, but definitely not getting...
Well, this is white collar court suits.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, Tarakash is like, I choose to represent my...
court suit.
Yeah. Man, it'd be great if Tarakash just had a little stall at the courthouse at the magistrate.
Yeah.
And measure you up. Do you choose to represent yourself? Come to Tarakash.
You're just representing yourself in white pointy shoes. Oh. You just got the full racers outfit.
Oh,
like a little, like a white jacket with a little flower in the top.
Oh,
great.
Fuck that a rule.
For the races and the courtroom.
Yeah.
Politics.
All right, so we had Rohan Ganju on last week's episode. Ganju, great guest. Surprised he went along with the hack that we pitched him.
Dude, he's so funny.
Yeah. So his was, he put up this a series of amateur butts.
What do you mean, like amateur butts?
So and he made it black and white to make it a little artsy.
Yeah.
And then his caption, so he put it on Instagram, which he recently joined, and the caption, been looking at these all day and can't decide which is best.
Oh,
thoughts?
Man.
And then it's just a series of...
Is it his?
Of butts?
No, it's just butts he's found on the internet?
Well, that I
it was
found.
It was butts that my fan,
I found.
Man, good research.
And then the closing picture was, what's your specialty during sex? The way you write it, the way you stroke dick, the way you pound it, the way you eat it, the way you suck it. And I was very surprised. And there was one butt that stood out. And like everyone, all the comments were like, it's number two. So like that was the number two butt.
Yeah.
Because clearly the better butt.
It's a good butt. Yeah, man.
But then comparatively to the other butts, kind of, you know, sad. And, sad. And the black and white makes it look like CCTV.
Yeah, it's like a Sasquatch
photo.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man. That was a brutal hack. And we walked, Rohan and I walked to his car.
Yeah.
He got a missed call from his mum and then a message from his brother or something saying, dude, someone hacked your Facebook.
That's
Instagram.
I've been thinking about the hacks, obviously, leading up. Like, how far do you go before it's compromising people's well-being.
Because
I've got some ideas today for hacks. I'll run by you guys when we get to that section. But it's like, man, it's like murder your uncle. kill your uncle. It's a hack, man. Just kill him. Kill him.
That shit, I mean, because we have like gone past the anonymity of like when you hack someone and you know, like we got Cashbin to do a TikTok dance.
Oh yeah.
And so when you're getting someone to actually dance and like post it, it's like it's not really a hack. You're just like peer pressure your friend into embarrassing themselves.
Truth or dare. More, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So the comments, on Ganju's post were it's obviously number two, man, quit messing around. And then a few other people said number two.
Yeah.
So like people, you know, got involved.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now I feel like he's an eccentric enough character that people might just roll with it a little bit.
Yeah, like, there's a lot of comic, like a lot of our mates and stuff were.
Yeah.
It's fun, you know.
Yeah, like, man, his stuff is so great, like so left of center, so creative.
Oh, the best jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you see him doing that, you're like, man, he's working on something.
Yeah.
He's got a bit. He's doing stuff about Brazilian booty lifts or something.
Oh, so, and it is like fucking funny to just have a series of amateur butts and be like, what's the best?
Man, just an announcement. That's his page from now. It's Amateur Butts Weekly.
My hack was we found a profile picture of a girl I dated years and years ago, and she lives in New York now.
Classic.
And so a profile picture she put up on the 18th of March in 2017, and Capper had me comment, made a new little friend today. She has tiny hands and a funny little face full of expressions that suggest her own secret thoughts. And then just a picture of a man's hand holding a baby's hand.
It's just nightmare fuel.
And
what did she do?
So that was up for a few hours.
Yeah.
And the only like on it was my brother.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yes. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And I don't know if your brother liked that, knowing your brother, if you like that because of phone hacks or if he liked it going, that's a nice post, Mike.
Yeah, I think because it would have popped up in his feed and it would have been like, oh, this
sweet.
Is, yeah,
this nice. Sweet.
Yeah. Even though I'm the shittiest uncle of all time to his kids, like, never sent them a gift, never done anything, but then all of a sudden it's me holding a baby's hand. Saying,
and posting that. Man, there's so many layers there that you're just like, savage.
So,
and then my hack was fucking really brutal.
Yeah.
Facebook memory came up.
Yeah.
And it was like from 2013. It was a friend of my ex-girlfriend's. She tagged me and my ex-girlfriend in a bottle of Captain Morgan.
Right.
She's like beasts, you know.
Beasts.
Found this in the – she said the bottle in the garden and the glass was in the sink, you know.
Yeah.
Like
– out of control.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, then I commented 8 years later, time to finish this bottle.
That's pretty good.
Fucked, man. I was in terror for like 2 hours.
It really fucked you up.
It really fucked me up.
The back end of the episode, you checked out.
Yeah, I checked out.
What was the outcome?
Nothing. Nothing. I reckon it would have sent them into a spiral. Like, what the hell?
Did you take it down?
Yeah, I took it down.
Yeah.
Did you couldn't handle?
I couldn't handle it. I could not handle it.
Well, because you're stirring up past, you know, emotions and relationships and stuff.
I think if it was something like, fuck you both, you're both dead to me or something, that's kind of funnier. Like, it's kind of like, it's a reflection, it's not a reflection on me.
Yeah.
But then just saying, time to finish this bottle, it's almost really weird and obscure and reaching out.
Dude, you've been thinking about it. Oh, dude.
It's horrible. It's one of the worst.
I've instantly got an idea for a hack this week, which is to post there again. A more earnest post. Just go, look, guys, I took it down because there's a lot of feelings there.
I think it's
confusing.
Still thinking about this.
Yeah, just processing stuff.
Let's actually finish that bottle.
I'm going to be honest, I haven't finished the bottle, but maybe after 6 months of therapy, we can talk about it again.
Oh, God.
That's the thing. We're creeping up on 200 episodes. I don't know if we can keep doing this. Like, we got to pivot at 200.
How many hacks?
Well, I was up until last week, I was kind of like dead to it, you know? But then after all the brutal hacks we did on each other, I was scarred for like hours, you know?
Oh, man.
You know, I thought, oh, I'm over it. I'm official. I can do this forever. It's fine.
Yeah.
And then last week, I was like, I can't do this anymore.
Is it the opposite of therapy? Like each week you're worse.
Yeah.
Each week you're just a bit more of a wreck.
Yeah, yeah.
People are like, don't like you. You're ostracizing yourself.
Yeah. It's like, that's it. Like fucking the, you know, the wedding invite list is fucking narrowed down to just Capper.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And it's a podcast with Capper, you and your missus.
Yeah, yeah. I was fucking with someone on Instagram, one of our friends the other day. I'll tell you the whole story after it. I might tell you in the, you know, Patreon or whatever.
Oh, there you go. Get on the Patreon.
It was little tease.
Pretty evil what I did, but I didn't think it was evil.
Yeah.
Until I told like, you know, my partner and my friends like, oh, look at this. This is really funny. And they're like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Why would you pretend you're someone else on Instagram?
Oh, man.
And message someone. God. Just G-ing up one of our mates going, oh, yeah, you're really inspiring. You're an inspiring guy and all this kind of shit. And just thinking, isn't it funny? And they're like, no, it's not funny. You're twisted.
Yeah.
You know? Man, I've done some savage things over the years on Facebook, like absolutely savage, which I think I'm a different person now, but looking back.
Yeah.
Do you remember Diggy Bones?
Yeah.
Ben Sutton.
Comedian,
lovely dude.
Yeah.
We are now friends.
Yeah.
He, back before you could leave a group conversation, he posted a YouTube video of Diggy Bones. This would have been 10 years ago, probably, with 1,500 people in the group saying, hey, guys, check this thing out. And I...
Actually 1,500?
Oh, like easily like hundreds. You know, hundreds.
So he went through and added 100
people. He had a lot of people because it's just him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's real, like the thought there is like, hey, check this. This is a slightly more personal way for me to get to people and show them what I've been working on.
Yeah. And was it a character?
It's a character,
was everything but blackface. It was like fucking wearing a fur coat and like, oh, what's up, everybody?
Yeah.
Shit.
So he had it was a comedy festival that I remember, meeting him, he had like an entourage that he'd like cruise through, you know, like the where people are flying out the front of town hall, and he had quite an impact.
Yeah,
but he posted that thing, and I just took it upon myself I was like, I'm gonna keep posting things in this group until people block me. And I did it for like a week.
Yeah,
and people like fucking lost their mind, like just like mental. Like I was just like, this is fun. Yeah. I'm having a good time. People are like, I hate you. Like you fucking piece of shit. Until Ben messaged me, was like, hey man, look, dude, come on, like please.
What are you doing?
Like that's enough.
Yeah.
Like can we just take it easy?
Yeah.
And I just screenshotted that and posted it in the group. So, man.
What do you post just mundane, like, man, hey, guys, like,
hey guys, what's going on? Last three people get a can of Coke. We're in this to the end.
Yeah.
You know, just dumb shit, like every hour.
They're trapped in this group, so they're getting notifications.
They're just getting, it is just notifications.
Yeah.
It's not that bad, but it's enough. Man, it drives me crazy.
Oh, well, because there's nothing worse than the notification that's nothing.
Yeah.
You know, like it's an invite to someone's improv show or something.
Yeah. Man.
Because you get that dopamine hit and then you look at it and it's just like it's more depressing than anything. Yeah.
Man, I know I've things have changed because if I get a notification that's nothing, I'm happy now.
Yeah.
It's like an email, it's spam. Fuck yeah. Yes. Oh, good. Back to nothing again.
Yeah.
Like,
well, that's it. I'm in like a bunch of group threads, and sometimes you get tagged in those.
Yeah.
And then some of them are so vicious that you're like, oh God, what are they saying about me?
Yeah. You know? Yeah.
Like, it's to your face, really, but it's like, fucking, oh, I don't want to read this.
Yeah. Not ready for that. Yeah. Just the brutal roasting.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I don't know. We'll see what happens at 200 episodes, but we can't be in our 40s sending like Hulk with his dick out to fucking aunties and uncles, you know.
To be honest, that's the dream for me. To never grow up.
Man, maybe it's like, you got to do something special for 200, right?
Yeah.
Anyway.
We'll do a live app and then pivot to a movie comedy podcast.
Death. Movie comedy. Yeah, that's right. Succession podcast.
Yeah.
What happened this week, Mike?
Yeah. Oh, man, that'd be really good.
Yeah. I don't mind that.
Yeah.
We have a few ideas, you know. We were thinking about the Deathpool one, like where we just celebrities, like.
Oh, that's good.
When a big celebrity dies, we like do the Wikipedia. We go through their life. We talk about what they, you know, even. Yeah. They're a shit celebrity, whatever. And then at the end, we do the death pool. I think Stanhope might do something similar. But, you know, there's pivots.
There's pivots we can do.
Yeah.
What about...
Mike always wanted to do this one called The Amazing Race, where...
we talk about...
Just talking about white people?
Someone from a different race comes in and we tell them why white's better.
Yeah. Caucasian number one.
And I loved it, but Mike, some reason he canned it after a bit. I don't know why.
Yeah. I would love to see you guys pivot. Keep the name Phone Hacks and just start giving people cool tips about how they can use their phones better.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
Yes. It's just friendly tips.
Yeah. It's just
and
tips.
No laughing. Yeah. Like we cut all the laughter out.
Yeah. Yeah. And have someone come in and be like, hey, I put you know, all of these apps in a folder. And you're like, thanks for bringing us your hack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because we have the Facebook group Phone Hacks, you know, that's all it says, Phone Hacks, Facebook group, whatever. And then about 5 times a week, it'll be like Umit Singh wants to join this group.
Okay.
It's just he just wants actual phone.
He wants tips, man. He's looking for tips. Yeah. He wants to streamline his life.
Yeah, and then he'll send a message like, my Xiaomi Plus isn't working. Help.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, that's great.
You're on
Gets
your
in
own.
The groups, got Hulk with his dick out.
Man.
Oh, well. It's kind of helped me.
I suppose.
Got a new screensaver, I'll tell you that.
Probably use my phone less.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the phones.
Into the phones.
So it's spinning the wheel, and we'll hand our phones to the left. So, Bart, you'll get mine, and then eventually we'll spin the wheel each time.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah.
So let's see. Oh, we don't have the music going. There she is.
Oh, yeah.
It is camera roll.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm in with that. That's good. Good living.
So, you know, be gentle.
Are we going left or right?
I'll hand it to Bart.
Oh, yeah.
There's some that looks like graphic flesh. It is, for a different reason.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you got a... Man, this is a good roll. A lot of screenshots, a lot of sass.
Yeah.
A lot of sass. You don't need to mention the people's names, but...
No. I don't. Okay, so... There's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm looking at some drawings of quite like, they look like maybe a preschool has done them or a school of like...
Someone did one, someone's child did one of me, Hamish Blake and Andy Lee, like when the show was on.
Oh man, it's really good.
And my one looks like a fucking total chode. It looks like toadfish.
Man, like a criminal, dude. Yeah. Like this dude is like, eats babies.
Yeah. So some kid fucking sent in these pictures to whatever, the show account. Ugh. And then that one got passed on to me.
Mm.
And so it's fucking...
It's
very funny.
It looks like the nut I lost.
Oh man.
As a person.
Like that, the expression on it, like if you could actually just like pursed lips and the kind of weird googly eyes and the
But the thing is, I wanted to be like posted on socials and just fucking tear it to shreds.
Yeah.
But then when I talked to the producer or whatever, they're like, oh, this kid like follows everyone on socials.
I guess
he sent it through on his Instagram account.
Yeah.
And then I saw the other ones like of Andy.
That one kind of weirdly
looks like
Andy. Like it's weirdly kind of got his features.
It's a weird like horse looking.
Yeah,
like, man. The teeth are terrifying.
It's terrifying, man.
Yeah, so it's spot on.
Oh,
it kind of looks like Seinfeld and Andy.
Badass trip,
so
Andy.
So weird. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Hamish.
Oh man, he's a cannibal.
Yeah, that rules. I love the Hamish.
We'll post these in the Patreon where I don't think this kid would be in the a Patreon where we can just fucking lay into the
picture. Yeah. Can we commission this kid to draw a picture of me?
Yeah.
He has got a great style because he kind of, I'm saying this from an artist's perspective, he captures the character. He kind of went off with yours.
I would like
Hamish
to see.
And Andy, he fucking.
Does he? Hamish looks like the Chucky doll grew up.
It looks so good.
I've never seen a man like that in real life.
Yeah.
And if I did, I'd run.
If you saw that coming at you in a dark alley, you'd fucking.
Man, mesmerizing eyes. I would love to see you commission him for a festival poster.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. Dude, that'd be.
We should get him. I should ask him to do. You know,
phone hacks. Tell him we'll pay him. We'll pay him $50.
Yeah,
man, get him to actually get him to do the phone hacks icon.
Yeah. That'd be cool. Yeah. I would like that.
Yeah,
that'd be a good t-shirt.
Oh man, that is. There's a lot. Your role is a pretty rich. There's a lot of good stuff there.
It is. There's a lot to work with. I mean, because I don't necessarily delete much.
Yeah,
And the shit. Well, that's more drawings.
Yeah.
I went and had dinner at good friends Ben Caution and Conchetta Caristo's place, and they do drawings of celebrities and put them on the wall. And that was Ben's Jerry Seinfeld.
It is. It does look like Jerry.
But it's also the worst fucking, like, kind of chin I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's a brutal
chin. Really screwed the chin up.
Yeah. So we'll post this one as well because I know we're just talking about pictures on audio podcast. But it looks like Travolta Seinfeld, kind of.
It does.
And I was laughing my ass off at it, so I took a picture because I wanted to keep that precious memory.
There's something joyous about something being so poorly done.
Yeah.
Like you've succeeded in failure.
Yeah.
Can that be just something you can go, yeah, man, you're shit, but I love it?
Yeah. Well, I got those pictures there that Shannon got for me, and it's just like the awful drawings of famous comedians.
Yeah.
But it's like they're so awful, they're good.
Man. Yeah. It's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
Just someone, and they, I think their earnestness kind of increases the joy.
It does.
But it also means that you can't fully enjoy it with them.
Yeah.
There's a secret joy of like, this person's cooked, but they're also, I want their stuff so bad.
Yeah. It's weird because
it's so dark.
When you're a kid, people tell you people always tell you like, hey, don't muck around too much. Don't be a weirdo or whatever. Yeah. Don't draw all these fucked up things. But in comedy, that's kind of what you want to tap back into. When you do art, you want to be as fucking loose and as crazy as possible.
Yeah.
But it's been drummed out of you for so long.
Yeah. Man,
and then really the best shit is just from people who are just like, dude.
Yeah. But I think lower status. It's lower status drawings.
Yeah.
When you see some art, you're like, oh, that's really amazing art, but I just don't care about it because it's too good almost. Yeah. Well, yeah, dude, you're an amazing artist, but this one where the tiger looks like properly
fucked.
Yeah, fucked up, like munted. I was going to say the R word.
Yeah.
But just
really bad.
Really tardy. Man, it makes me so happy.
Yeah
that's a def. That's a, man, so much gold in there.
Yeah. Anything else or should we move on?
We can scroll a little bit more. What have we got?
Oh, that was the Jinx. Yeah. So if you saw the Jinx, crime thing, the Jinx, Robert Durst, finally got sentenced to life in prison. Because at the end of the maybe I should spoil the Jinx.
I think
people have seen it.
Yeah.
But basically he confesses, but like he doesn't realize anyone's in the room and he's still mic'd up. It's like the best ending to any fucking true crime thing.
Yeah, it's so good.
But he has just recently been sentenced to life in prison and they put this picture of him in court and he looks like the fucking Crypt Keeper.
He's got 3 weeks in prison max and he's dead.
It looks like he just looked at the Ark of the Covenant, and they fucking took the picture. So I think I tweeted it with like, oh, so about a couple weeks in prison then or whatever.
Man, this is, that's a good caption is me post the biggest cum I've ever done. Like you shriveled, all the moisture's gone, you've aged.
Yeah. So that was, I think that was just for a tweet when I was still fucking tweeting on the reg.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, gold.
That's man. It.
Yeah. Man. It was a crazy, crazy doco. One of my lockdown ones I did.
It's one of the best, though.
Wild.
Yeah.
Speaking of just old people docos, vaguely on point, is have you seen Some Kind of Heaven?
Oh, it's apparently great.
Fucking sick.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
Retirement community in Florida that's got 130,000 people.
Yeah.
Well,
massive. And it's just this fucking super weird place. Super Florida, super America. Really well shot. Worth a watch.
Yeah.
Really?
I've heard great things.
Oh, great, right, man.
Cody put me onto it.
And they're all on pharmaceuticals and they're all just fucking and sucking, aren't they?
Man, like the guys that they follow a few different people.
Yeah.
One dude's just gotten into drugs.
Yeah.
He's in his 80s and he's into the gear.
As you would, wouldn't you? I mean, that's the Little Miss Sunshine grandpa who's just like doing heroin because he's like, I'm old. I might as well just enjoy everything.
Get into it.
Yeah.
But he hasn't had the experience, I think, leading up to it. So he's kind of losing the plot a little bit.
Like
too much. But yeah, man, it's real good.
All right.
Wow. So worth a...
See, oh, we're slowly pivoting to a movie, movie documentary.
Great docos.
Get, watch great docos. Check it out, guys. It's here to give you tips.
Today has been The Jinx and Some Kind of Heaven.
Yeah.
So get into those.
Guys, let us know.
Let us know how many spuds you'd give those out of five.
Comments below.
Comment below.
Spinning the wheel to see what Capper's going through in Bart's phone.
Oh, yeah. What do you got there? It looks like you're rocking quite a machine there.
Oh, it's a beast.
Is that a Pixel?
Samsung.
A Samsung.
S21 Ultra.
That is Notes.
No, it's really like high. It's a high phone.
Yeah, it's a fat phone. This is the Notes Capper. So just scroll. It goes forever.
Okay.
So it's all there for you.
Achievements and Sparkles 2020.
Yeah. That was the name of the show. That I actually got that name from Damien Power.
Right.
Yeah.
That was going to be the name of the show for 2020.
Right. Achievements and Sparkles.
Yeah.
So wait, didn't you do a Mecca show or did you skip it?
2020, no.
Oh, 2020, I was thinking this.
Yeah, no show 2020.
So yeah.
But it was ready.
Maybe next year.
It was ready.
Yeah.
Achievements and Sparkles 2022.
I don't know if I'll keep it. Yeah, 2022.
Yeah.
I just named my Adelaide show. I tried to do the most clickbaity title I could do.
Yeah.
Which is 3 Adelaide bakery secrets that will alarm you.
That's great.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say like, because I always wanted to call the show like Nude Magician Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
In an hour, one man Breaking Bad.
Harry Potter.
Just call it all
The A-Team.
It's great.
Man, the blurb is...
My nut is gone.
And I got cancer.
Yeah. One nut can still come good. Nick Capper.
One nut, but still funny.
Yeah.
Matt, you got a couple of set lists here. You got stuff about the vasectomy, the shave, heirlooms, tomb.
Yeah,
got some real good. So that's all. This is all stuff on your vasectomy.
Yeah, this is me trying to write vasectomy bits that don't have an Alec Baldwin joke about shooting blanks.
Right. Yes.
Ideally.
Yeah.
I want to try to. So yeah, the ball bag being less menacing. The idea that I got it just because I don't want to hand down any of my stuff to my descendants.
Yeah.
I just want all of my stuff in a tomb.
Yeah.
Just Indiana Jones style so future generations can raid it.
A time capsule.
What stuff is that though? A PlayStation and a fucking milkshake?
Man, just
milkshake.
A heap of, just a heap of cum towels and man, some Momos and like a taxidermy dog.
Yeah.
A shit desk, like an old laptop.
Don't drink from the carpenter's protein shake.
Yeah, some colourful colourful socks. Yeah. Just a protein shaker that's never been fully washed.
Wipe yourself with a clean towel, not a cum towel. Yeah. And dude starts fading away like Indiana Jones.
Well, you're coming to raid my muscle cup.
So what, you've avoided the Alec Baldwin?
Well, man, I rolled out a joke like that on Tuesday and just got a groan. Obviously got a groan. I was like, it deserves that. Just shooting,
How'd you word it? Shooting blanks.
I said...
I took out a cinematographer.
I said I wasn't 100% sure that I wanted to get a vasectomy, but after seeing the Alec Baldwin story, I definitely wanted to know that my dick was shooting blanks.
Yeah.
Something along those lines.
Yeah.
And people just went, oh. And I went, I don't want to kill anyone with my cock.
Man, you've got here Just Cruise Bay. Is this it's a PG.
Man, open that
set list.
Open that note.
Yeah.
So that is all of the set lists, all 5. Set list, maybe. It's got all the cruise material in it. It's all the stuff that I would do on the cruises.
Wow.
Or a version of it. So it might be a bit old.
There is some good shit here, man.
Yeah, let's go.
there is one, Grandma Farts.
Yeah, okay. So
here we go.
So
gold.
fuck me, dude. This is painful. But I realize I've been doing it for ages. So you're doing PG shows and they are
it's a kid show.
They're the worst. They're the worst in the sense that
they say family friendly, but you're basically babysitting a bunch of fucking kids for a half hour.
Yeah. It's hard. I've gotten enough stuff now that I think I can roll through it, but a lot of it is fart jokes.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is like real basic. Like I start by going, hey guys, welcome to my PG show. I normally do adult shows. I love PG shows. I'm not as good at them. So for PG stands for me, it means pretty good.
Yeah. And you
get a little chuckle out of that and you're like, that's what I can expect.
Yeah.
And so the grandma farts bit, I'm actually like literally asking a kid, do your parents get you a separate room? Are you guys in separate rooms in your own cabin? And the kids are like, no.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, you're staying with your parents. All right, fair enough, cheap. And then I go, have you been woken up by your parents' farts? Yeah. And they'll like giggle. And then I'll say, which is worse? Mum farts or dad farts? And then inevitably a kid will say dad, and another kid will be like mum, and everyone giggles because ladies aren't meant to fart.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And then I'll say, yeah, they're silent and deadly, aren't they? And then I'll say, the best or worst farter in my family isn't mum or dad, it's my grandmother.
Nice.
She was great at farting. She always farted on the run.
The one you don't expect.
That's right. She used it as a turbo boost. If she was in the lounge room and the timer went off on the stove, she'd fart to get to the kitchen quicker. And then I'd act it out. I'd fart and walk really fast.
Oh, God.
Yes, this rules.
I mean, because I've never had bigger bombs than doing the fucking kid shows on cruises. Yeah. And I tried to, like, you know, start doing fart and snot stuff, and they saw right through it.
Yeah.
I was, like, floundering, and I was like, you ever pick a booger and it doesn't taste good? And they're all, like, shaking their head. They're like, this fucking hack.
Fucking loser.
One of the greatest Google searches in history I've seen on Mike's phone how to write jokes for kids.
It was
really good.
And pure fucking hellhole panic on a cruise ship.
The thing about this bit though is it's like it works, and then the end bit I go like sometimes she farts too hard and like blows right through the house out into the backyard.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, yeah, she farts really hard, and I act it out, and it's like an early joke that I'm like, oh, all right, I'm here.
Yeah.
The kids like it, the parents like, oh.
But
also like,
I'm here.
Man, I've never actually spoken that joke on dry land to anybody.
Dude, it'd be great if you took just all the kids' gear.
Yeah, we saw you do it the other night.
Man, you closed on that thing. What are you talking about?
Then the other joke that I just want to go in here is very, very funny. Dress up as a cabin steward.
Oh.
Is Bart Freeburn cranking out the costumes?
No.
So, hey, hello.
Well.
I'm the farting cabin steward.
So this one is a adults show joke that I would do on like the last show.
Yeah.
Where I'd be like, hey, everyone, fuck, we're almost done, you stupid fucks.
Yeah.
You want to stay? Who wants to stay? And everyone's like, hey. And I'm like, well, you can't. Get off, losers. And I'm like, there's probably some ways you can do it. Just dress up as staff. Slip them $100. Put on their uniform, but then you've got to work. And I'm like, imagine that. Imagine working, an Aussie working as a cabin steward. And be like, hey, can't just give me some beers. I don't mind about it.
Yeah.
So it's just that. It's the...
Yeah.
And they're like, we wouldn't be good at that job.
Oh, dude, any topic can be turned into imagine an Aussie doing that.
Imagine an Aussie doing something. It'll be all over the place.
Yeah. I will hang myself after this.
Oh, no. Like we said, we were talking about it before. Yeah. Like, you just do shit to get by.
It'd be funny if you hang yourself and you just do a big fart. Yeah.
And then be like, life's still worth it.
All right, Capper, let's see what's happening in the piece of shit Oppo phone that you own. This week we've had a lot of notes recently from you.
Yes.
Search history.
Search history. All right. What do we got here? We'll have some boring shit, I guess, but it also
any jewels in there.
We'll have to see Mike to see that.
I can ferret it
out. A few
out.
Hotmail fucking things and all that. Yeah, and a few Dropbox things.
You seem like you scroll down.
But you're pretty good at kind of looking for shit.
Oh, by now, you guys would be. You could actually finish this and just become private investigators.
If there's a guest that I give my phone to history and I haven't, you know, just cleared all the boring shit out.
Yeah.
Because we've got a rule. You can't, you know. But, yeah, sometimes I'm like, they're just like, what the fuck is this? Just get the Hotmail app, man. It's like taking up everything.
It is true, though. Like, why do you log in every time?
Yeah, I got to get the app.
Jesus. So you don't have a email app?
No, I do. I've got the Gmail
app. It's the Oppo. Yeah.
But the Hotmail one is where I send all my junk.
It's too much, you know, for the Oppo to handle. It turns, like, blown steam and smoke and shit.
Hotmail. Only use what, Mozilla or something.
Yeah. Oh, Netscape Navigator, man. You're rolling on that.
Damon Albarn, you were searching, the lead singer of Blur for some reason.
Yeah, he's done something where he's gone to Iceland and made some new album, and apparently it's kind of folky, but it's good.
Man, we did Gorillaz, which is pretty off the chain, weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have this weird kind of obsession with Blur. I don't really listen to the music.
Yeah.
But I read the bass player's book once called A Bit of a Blur.
Jesus.
And it's fantastic.
Okay.
It's a really good book.
I love their music, man.
You did mention the surf cap before, but you didn't mention that you looked at about 50 different surf caps.
Yeah.
You
went deep.
Most of them, the band is too big.
Okay.
Like the band around that goes around your chin is it's a big, thick band. And I will.
You want a thin one?
I want a thin one. I saw one thin one somewhere.
You've got the hair of a man that probably couldn't wear a Legionnaires cap.
Yeah, I probably couldn't, man. It would be, it would be sticking out the side like a weird tarp.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jet Li abandoned the Matrix.
Yeah, did you know that?
Oh.
Yeah. Was he meant to be?
Jet Li was meant to be like the Oracle security guard.
Yeah.
You know that cool guy?
Yeah.
Worked on it for a year. And then they said, great, like you've got all of the moves down pat, because he was probably the only one working really hard on it, I don't know, besides Keanu Reeves.
Mm.
But then they said, yeah, cool, can we digitize your face? Can we just record all the moves? Then maybe those moves are ours to sell.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Copywriting moves.
So they could just digitize someone else's face onto his moves.
Yeah.
So he said no. He walked away from the project.
Yeah.
That rules, hey?
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want Americans stealing my...
My moves.
My moves, yeah.
But, so the Matrix could have been Will Smith as Neo and Jet Li as the security guard.
Yeah.
Dude, Will Smith as Neo would have been so fucking sick.
I know.
Just, just that sass.
I can never take him seriously with those ears, man.
Man, what's
those ears?
Yeah.
They kill me.
Yeah.
He, man, he would have been so good.
Yeah, yeah.
He would have been... Yeah.
I reckon it wouldn't have been on Blockbuster.
Maybe.
Yeah, it probably be.
Man,
yeah.
I didn't.
Keanu rules so hard.
I went into it not knowing anything about it.
Yeah.
Well, like in 2002, and it broke my little brain.
Yeah, me too, man.
I was like, what's going on? Oh, fuck. Fuck. Like just a proper.
Yeah. But then he also bailed on the Matrix to do Wild Wild West. So the best choice.
Wicked Wild Wild. Jim West. Oh, man. Rider. Rough Rider.
You great don't want career none. Move.
Yeah, dude, he's. Now he's got a YouTube channel and he's releasing lo-fi music. There's like chills.
Really?
Yeah, like Will Smith beats to study to.
Oh, and he's in an open relationship because Jada was fucking around.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's a gif of him crying.
Cuck Smith.
Dude, yeah.
Yeah.
That rules.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it was with us.
The
was
fresh
with
cuck of Bel Air.
Yeah.
Wasn't it with her son's friend?
So, well, was it?
Yeah,
really?
I think so. Yeah, some basketball.
Oh, player, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Real showbiz gossip.
That fucking here. Rules.
Yeah. Man.
Well, yeah. Welcome to Hollywood Gossip and Movies with Mike G and Nick Happer.
I think it's really going to...
Yeah. Mike, what's weird in Hollywood?
Hey, welcome to Movie Hacks.
Yeah.
We find the coolest movies so you don't have to. I'm Nick Capper and this is Mike Goldberg, Steve.
Oh, dude, I'm into it. We could pivot to that. Yeah.
Yeah, just some hot takes on popular culture.
Yeah. What's the gossip this week, Mike?
In defense of Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
You really wanted a picture of an Indian guy with a diploma.
What are you doing, Kappa? What are you doing?
Why did I want a picture of an Indian guy with a diploma?
I don't know. It says over and over again, Indian guy with diploma.
Is to this some kind of Manchurian Candidate stuff where you hear a bell and you just have to search for the Indigo diploma?
Why did I search that?
Man, that's your deep racism.
I'm trying to think.
You don't believe that Indian guys can finish any kind of...
No, I do. I believe in Indian guys. I just have to see it.
Oh, really?
That's not what you were saying before, dude.
You met an Indian guy named Dilploma.
Dilploma.
Oh,
oh, do you know what
very
that was?
Good. Very
I was
good.
Trying to do a, oh. I was trying to do a thing for Rohan's hack last week.
Yeah.
Like, trying to get him to do an earnest post like, oh, here is my cousin, Sanjeev, who... has got a diploma. I'm really proud of him. Like, you know what I mean? Something like that. I thought that would have been a good hack.
Yeah, okay.
Looking back on it, I realised that, again, this podcast has ruined me.
Man, I think it's pretty good.
Well, fuck, should we get into the hacks?
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. Man, that was less hacky than I thought. I had, like, prepped stuff in my search history just for you.
Is there anything you want to...
Man, it was just Mike G, favourite dildo manufacturer.
What
the red herring? Cody was the last one to do that. Yeah. Like, have the red herrings in there. Yeah, Mike G, dildo manufacturers. Good.
Yeah, I'll have a quick look.
Brett, early on in the piece, found
our
lingerie
partners.
Model photos of our partners.
That's fucking hectic.
But he was looking at that shit anyways.
Yeah,
did it
for the podcast. I was like, man, it says here you had it on
You've
there for
been
4 months.
Been on a month.
It's research.
All right. Well, so let's get into the hacks. I'll roll the dice. Let's see what I have to do this week. It is a 2, which I believe, Capper, is... Oh, Facebook Memories, which absolutely buckled you last week.
Yes.
Because that was when the bottle came up.
Yeah. So let's see what we got him.
So in my memories on this day in history, there's a picture of me and my partner at a winery from a couple of years ago. It's very sweet. My brother, 2 years ago, messaged me for Christmas, Gemma wants a knock-knock joke. This is his kid, as she refuses to believe you don't already have hundreds of these. Okay, so whatever.
Yeah.
I posted a picture of an audience member in 2017.
Just looking very bored.
Looking very bored. Yeah. And I said Cameron James was on stage at the time.
Great.
Promo of me doing shows. In 2012, I posted Nothing Screams I'm a Broke Comedian more than running a stand-up comedy workshop. So... Fucking telling it like it is, man.
Yeah. Can you just repost that and go? Still holds up.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Still holds up.
Yeah.
I reckon still holds up. Or,
still holds up is good.
I just got asked to do one of these.
Yeah.
In 2009, I just posted one word like mushed together. Straight Lord.
It's pretty good.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
And then there's one where someone posted on my wall in 2011. A friend of the show, Paul Hancock, said he saw Contagion and Dimitri Martin is playing the role of a scientist. That's like Michael Goldstein playing the role of an athlete. So he burned me.
That's a sizzle.
You got to watch him.
I know. So
you got to watch him.
You want me to repost... Which one, Straight Lord, or you want me to...
No, actually, could you repost Straight Lord and go, still straight?
Yeah.
Still straight. No.
You could just repost that and say, it's a lot of things changed over the pandemic.
And there's one comment on Straight Lord from a guy I grew up with, and he just says, you are gay.
Yeah. Man, it was a different time back then.
It was, 2009.
It was a different time.
Maybe write that. It was a different time.
I could comment to him.
Comment to him. What about thanks, man, or something like that.
Yeah,
like,
what about comedy workshop thing, and then repost it and go, would anyone be interested in a podcast workshop?
Yeah. I'm actually running podcast workshops if anyone's interested.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah.
The other one I was going to suggest is you actually go on Cameo.
Oh, so that, yeah. They've, not Cameo, some budget Cameo hit me up.
Yeah, you actually go on it
and
announce it on your social media.
See, that's a lot of levels.
Yeah.
It's a bit of work.
Yeah, I mean, we can put it together, but I mean, this is, that's for down the track.
Down the track.
Yeah. Because we have friends that are on there.
Oh, man.
But it is.
They asked me to do it, and I was like, no, because like I'm not even fucking known.
Oh man, there's nobody on. There's lots of nobody on there.
But three times, listeners have hit me up to do little things for their partners' birthdays. $50.
Pretty good.
And I just have to talk for like. I go overboard. I talk for like 5 minutes.
Yeah, it's nice.
But yeah, do a little thing for him and it's been sick.
Yeah.
So good.
One of my good friends turned 40, a guy I grew up with, and I think I've told you this before. We were obsessed with the show Renegade growing up. They might not have played it in Australia, but the guy on the show is Lorenzo Lamas.
Oh, yeah.
Right? He loved ponytail, rode a motorcycle.
Yeah.
And he was a bounty hunter in the show.
Right.
And I found him on Cameo and now he's just this old, broken down man. He's still wearing a leather jacket and stuff. Man.
Still got a ponytail?
Yeah, ponytail and everything. Man. And then I got him to do a cameo for my mate and say, "You're the king of Lobo Tag." And Lobo Tag was a game the weird kids at school would play when they ran around and grabbed each other's dicks.
Lobo Tag.
Yeah. It does sound like Running Man kind of stuff, like a futuristic death game.
Yeah. And so he's like, "I don't know what Lobo Tag is, but apparently you're the king of it."
That's great.
Amazing. All right. So what? The stand-up comedy workshop with running a podcast workshop now, if anyone's interested.
Yeah. That's good.
All right. That is done. So Cap, roll the dice. Let's see what you are doing this week.
Whoa, five.
Text to a rando.
All right. Oh, God.
So in honor of Bart, put in the letter B, maybe B-A-C. Who comes up in your contact list? As usual, preferably someone not connected to comedy.
No one connected to comedy. We don't do that shit here. Yeah.
Of the podcast.
We want to ruin just normal people's lives.
Yeah.
Comedians will... just go, Kappa.
He's back.
Not as much weight.
Yeah.
I can never find on the Oppo just contacts.
That's a bad sign.
Yeah. I can never find.
It's probably one of the core things you have in a phone.
There's no fucking email apps. There's no contacts. Yeah.
It's because anyone who's got an Oppo, they know they don't have any friends.
Hey. Jesus Christ.
You bought this. Yeah, you won't.
Oh, actually.
They know if you have contacts, you're just going to be asking them for money all the time.
Contacts are under the phone. Under the phone.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So
there is these have all been past episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Barry Speakers.
Oh, yeah.
Julian Barber.
Did these people get back to you? Oh, shit.
Oh, great.
Do you want to message ours again?
Fucking hell.
Yeah, message ours.
What am I going to say?
You get a message ours. I live my life by the three F's. Football, fucking, and farts.
Well, how insidious can the hacks be? Can it be like I'm putting on a charity workshop to teach kids how to podcast to raise money for testicular cancer?
Oh,
is that too low?
That's too, yeah.
It's too low.
That's Bell Gibson type
stuff.
Yeah,
it is pretty.
I kind of like it, you know.
Yeah. I think because with ours, do you remember the last message you sent him? Did it come up?
It was so awkward, man. It was like, it was with my old phone.
Yeah.
I sent him, "Hey, man, just wondering if you could be on the podcast sometime."
Yeah.
And then he didn't reply back. And then a day later, we recorded an episode and Mike got me to text him, "I know how to pleasure a woman."
man, if you text him, "Hey, dude, hope you're really good.
I still know how to pleasure a woman."
No, the podcast is going better than ever.
Yeah.
He hasn't been on.
Nah.
Yeah.
The podcast has been going better than ever. You love it so much.
Yeah.
Like, we'll even have your favorite drinks.
Yeah, the podcast is real good. I live my life by the three F's.
Yeah, I think just straight up, I live my life by the three F's. Yes. Football, fucking, and farts.
That's... Dude, he's just flat out harassment.
Oh, man, my childhood hero. And I just texted him like... Eh.
But he's been kind of, for us, demystified as this legend because we do gigs with him and it's just like... And he's, you know,
yeah, he's just a guy, man. Yeah, he's lovely.
Yeah.
Doing his thing.
And I think if I got this message out of the blue... You know, and still he doesn't really know the podcast and he's in his own world. And then, you know, this guy you have no contact with.
You could also do like, "Hey, man, what suburb do you live in? I need to move house and I need a cool place."
Yeah.
Just asking, curious.
Yeah.
And just that thought of like hacker, like just Yeah, like someone stalking.
Yeah, could you help?
Yeah.
Arj is that funny and crazy. He's so unpredictable. He'd probably go, yeah, man, move in.
Yeah.
You're just living in his mansion.
Yeah. Something, you know. Living in the pool house.
I live my life by the three F's, football, fucking, and farts. There it is.
All right.
Back.
Nice. Oh, man.
Jesus Christ.
Reach out that, obviously.
Jesus Christ. It's such
a... And mine gets... I've already got five likes from people.
Yeah.
And, yeah, one's an American dude I haven't seen in forever, and then a couple comics. So I think this podcast workshop could be a...
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, what you got to do is...
It's called Pod
Hacks. Put the least effort into a podcast possible.
Yeah.
Have
a
good premise.
Yeah.
Yeah. Be evil.
Yeah,
be
man.
Evil. Are you just so everything?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm on to that. That's good. The hacks for you, Bartholomew.
I'm ready. Hacks.
Yes.
There's a few kind of options. Like, I guess we could do a text to someone, another random text of a random in your phone.
Yeah.
And we've been sitting on that 6911 picture for a while. I don't know if you're...
This is kind of in Bart's... This is a hard thing. I tried to think of hacks for you, man.
Yeah.
But, you know, once again...
I'm doing
it. We're in the wheelhouse of, like, you post weird shit all the time.
Yeah, I'm a dummy.
So no one's... Like, how are we going to go... Yeah, Bart's really lost.
Ernest well, Post would do it.
I got one actually. That's not the 6911. Boss Baby Family Business comes out next week. And it's like tickets on sale now, event cinemas. And then you post it and then say, I've seen everything else. Who's interested in going to this next week? Please DM me.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. Man, I love it so much. Man, you know what I was thinking I could post, do I post it on Facebook?
Yeah.
Or I post it on Instagram?
I think Insta.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, seeing everything else that's out.
Yeah.
No tire kickers or something.
Do we do, do you want me to do a post or a story?
Yeah.
I'll even promote it. I'll put money into it. So like,
yeah,
thousands of people that see it. I don't know.
Man.
People DM you and they're like, yeah, I got a boss, baby.
Yeah.
I got one that's pretty savage, but it's not like, it's, you know, you don't want to fucking put out your private life, but just a selfie of you.
Yeah.
Just saying, just a selfie and just write, just had a vasectomy.
Man, it's not a bad, like, to be honest, it's
pretty brutal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's not like, I don't mind. I'm up for sharing.
Then if we
it.
Did like, then we're like, oh yeah, this was a phone X book. No. That's no good.
Because it is a.
No, it's just like, oh.
It's like, hey, a thing that I did in my life happened. No, joking.
Just joking.
But I actually did do
it.
Yeah.
No. I just go with Boss
Baby.
Yeah,
I reckon Boss Baby.
Yeah, man.
I reckon Boss Baby.
Send me the image and I'll put it on as a post.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'll send that to you and then, yeah, we'll work it out after this.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for being on. Do you got any pods going at the moment?
Man, I'm doing my little solo pod, Finty Grimbles.
Yeah.
Finty Grimbles.
Which is just me speaking shit.
Yeah.
It's a 6 out of 10 pod at best.
6 out of 10 at best.
Don't rush. don't rush to check it out. But man, I got gigs coming up. So just like at Bartlol on Instagram or bartlol.com.
Yeah. You going to Adelaide?
Got 3 Adelaide bakery secrets that'll alarm you.
Okay, great.
Bakers hate him, find out why. That's the blurb.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
And then
that's your bad boy.
Melbourne, I'll definitely do, but I haven't figured out a title.
Yeah.
And then, like just hopefully Perth. I don't know if that's going to be open or not. I don't know. We'll figure it all
Melbourne
out.
Melbourne would have to be the best coffees and the most like hidden cafes.
I'll do another clickbait.
Coolest
toasted sandwich.
Because I do like 3 something that will something you is so juicy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 10 best Melbourne coffees that'll change your life.
Yeah.
Baristas hate him, find out why.
Do it.
Yeah, it's actually a good idea. But there's nothing about coffee in it. Like, yeah, I haven't got any coffee yet.
That's even better.
Yeah.
And then we got the new material shows coming up at Cooper's Inn in Melbourne, I believe December 15th and 18th. Does
that sound
right?
15th and 18th.
Yeah. But check our socials. We'll be posting about that. 4 bonus episodes a month on Patreon for only $5. We're doing a Q&A over there that's going off.
Q&A is so fun. Yeah. There are a real lot of fun. And some people have asked some really fucking crazy questions.
Yeah, right. It makes it very awkward for us. But, yeah, you know, we love it.
Awkward.
Yeah. Cap, or anything else?
Yeah, we're talking about nodorks.com.au.
Oh,
we've got
so
our
good.
We've got our special edition Ford Falcon with a machine gun and a snake.
Cobra?
Oh, it's not a cobra.
All right.
It's some other snake. I forget the breed. But anyway, yeah, we've got that. It's only for 10 days. So by the time this episode comes out, it'll probably be only have 2 days left to buy it.
What do you do with all the merch you don't sell?
Well, that's it. We can only order. We can only order the.
Yeah.
So we haven't ordered them yet.
Oh, right.
So we get all the sizes and stuff.
Oh, then you put in the but thing.
I thought you were threatening to burn 500 t-shirts or something.
Man, well, look.
Just
to be
stack
honest,
at home. Just.
To be honest, we had to sell 50 to even break even.
Oh, okay. You'll do that.
And we're like on. You know, not much. So we're
get around it.
Going to lose
Man,
money.
I'll order one today.
I put hours into this drawing.
Oh,
but anyway,
so
it doesn't
good.
Matter. You know, it's cool. It's just a fun thing, and it's quality screen printed. So we could have made a lot of money and fucking just done it on the cheap. But this is screen printed in Melbourne.
Just
so,
say that you know the money goes towards men's health or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Start sliding that charity.
Charity way. I feel the pain's coming on now, guys. Sorry, gotta go.
Hey, dude, I'm only doing 10 shows this year just because I'm going through a lot. Please book tickets.
Yeah.
All right, get around that. Thank you, Bart, for being on.
Oh, thanks for having me, legends.
And we'll talk to you next week. See you.
Bye. Phone hacks.